Anybody aware of any issues with Uber? Anybody? Anybody? Okay. Look, I don't need to give this much introduction, but I do want to express appreciation. We have invited Uber and Lyft executives to this stage many, 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 many times. And they have never come, except for today. I have expressed to our presenter today, on your behalf, the extreme level of frustration, agony, fear, anger, trauma from having experienced denials by rideshare drivers. I shared with her every word that I put in the presidential report. And she has seen the evidence firsthand, not only the incident that Gary Wunder and Danielle McCann and I had, but other incidents, including a very significant incident that happened right during this convention earlier this week with three of our scholarship finalists and the president of our Maryland affiliate. It was a very disturbing incident. So as I said in the presidential report, we're tired of waiting. We're tired. And I could rant about this for a long time. But the fact of the matter is that we do have an individual who has leadership at Uber. She's the director of driver operations. She has demonstrated a commitment to helping us get this done in the right way. But just as we said with Accessibee, we're waiting to be convinced. But we do appreciate joining us today to talk to us about the perspectives from Uber, Liza Winship. So we keep waiting on the world to change. We keep on waiting on the world to change. It's hard to beat the system when we're standing at a distance. So we keep waiting on the world to change.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you so much for having me here today. It's an honor to present to you all and to represent Uber here at the 2023 NFB convention. I've worked for Uber for nearly a decade, and I'm currently the Director of Driver Operations for the US and Canada. As Mark mentioned, my name is Liza Winship, and my team and I are humbled to be here to present to you today. I want to begin by acknowledging what happened at last year's convention and the condemnation of Uber by this federation. We are driven every day to uphold our core values, prioritizing safety, building our experience with care, incorporating the diversity of human experience into each of our decisions, focusing on the details that matter, and above all, doing the right thing, no matter what. While we are proud of the ways in which Uber's platform has expanded accessibility for people who have historically lacked access to transportation and to work, we hear you loud and clear. We have not always gotten it right. I'd like to speak to you all today about the changes we've made since we learned of your decision last July. But I first want to acknowledge that we understand the severity of NFB's condemnation of Uber. We recognize that your experiences as blind and low vision individuals are valid and unique. We recognize that each of you is valuable, both as a user of Uber and as one of our community members. We recognize that we at Uber have a responsibility to each of you and to your organization. On behalf of Uber, I apologize for the negative experiences that led this membership to last year's resounding condemnation. I'd also like to acknowledge Uber's commitment to working with the Federation to ensure equitable access to the Uber platform for your community. We are in this. We are going to get it right. We're dedicated to improving the experience of your membership, particularly blind and low vision community members who use service animals. After last year's convention, we engaged with your senior leadership to address the primary pain points your membership faces. We are grateful for the NFB's partnership and the opportunity to listen, ask questions, and to begin to iterate on solutions. At the same time, we reached out to other leaders in the blind and low vision and service animal community and invited experts to contribute to a working group to refine on solutions. We consider the past year the beginning of a long-term working relationship. If you will accept us as partners, please hear our willingness and our enthusiasm to building on this together. I want to discuss some of the concrete changes we've made to the Uber platform in an effort to improve the experiences of your membership. These solutions have evolved over time as we learned about pain points in the experience from your leadership, from experts, and from other members of the community. When we met with leadership last fall, we learned the nuances of experience related to each of the issues raised in NFB's resolution last July. At the same time, we were doing extensive research with Uber riders who use service animals and with drivers to learn more about how and when trip experiences break down. First, we want to be clear that Uber investigates and permanently removes any driver from the Uber platform who is found to have knowingly discriminated against a rider. If we determine that a driver knowingly denied a ride to a user of a service animal, they no longer have access to provide rides on the Uber platform. This is true in the US regardless of whether or not a driver has allergies or a religious or other objection to riding with a dog. We understand there has been some confusion in our communications regarding investigation outcomes. You may have gone through an investigation and heard from a support agent that following the trip denial, the driver received a reminder about Uber's service animal policy. We heard from some of you that this messaging led you to believe that drivers were not being removed from the platform for refusing to give rides to people with service animals. We've reviewed and we've changed our communication to make it even more clear that Uber removes platform access for drivers who knowingly deny service for discriminatory reasons, and we will continue to train our agents in the best ways to support you. Additionally, we are working to refine the ways riders can submit trip denial reports to Uber's investigation team. Riders traveling with service animals who experience a trip denial can now reach us by phone to report the incident. The phone support can be accessed directly through the app, and the agents answering the call have been trained to support riders with service animals. We heard from this membership, your leadership, and other experts about the range of complications service animals users face when reporting trips canceled prior to pickup. First, we built a phone support option as an additional accessible way for users with service animals to communicate with our investigations team. In addition to this telephone option, we switched the management of these investigations to our specialized safety team, in recognition that each trip denial of a user with a service animal represents a safety risk. Now, when you report a trip denial that you believe was due to your service animal through the app or the phone, each incident will be reviewed by a highly trained member of our safety investigations team. We know that some of you may have tried to use this phone support already and that it may have not been a perfect experience. We are diligently training agents and working on quality insurance to improve this experience. We appreciate your patience during the transition and encourage you to use the option again. To help with another real pain point we've heard about, in addition to the service denial reporting line, we are also working on changes in the app that will allow you to view trips canceled before a pickup in the ride history if you experience one. We will have way more to share on this very, very soon. We are reaffirming our commitment to educating drivers about our service animal policy. We heard from you that more frequent clarification of our policy to drivers was necessary to improve experiences. So we implemented a mandatory policy reminder that is displayed to all drivers in the US and Canada, including existing and new drivers, within 30 days of onboarding. We have ensured that drivers receive this policy information in their preferred language. We also have implemented a policy to remind all drivers who opt out of Uber Pet that by doing so, they are not opting out of their legal and Uber policy obligation to transport users with service animals. We believe transparency fosters accountability. We want our users with service animals to have evidence of our policy and our solutions at work. In order to shine a light on the experiences of the service animal community on the Uber platform, we commit to working with experts in the community to determine how we can best increase transparency on how Uber handles issues related to service animals and their owners. We are dedicated to building a process that demonstrates our commitment and accountability to this community. And we have more commitments in the works. We will continue to work with experts across the industry to determine the next steps in developing appropriate education content available to all drivers. And we have implemented internal processes to ensure that all new Uber app updates or features meet accessibility and equity standards out of the box. We know that the commitments we've made and the plans we're working on towards daily are still just the beginning of this relationship and what you require from us. We look forward to building on these solutions to help meet the needs of the blind and low vision users and for those in your community with service animals. Thank you for the opportunity to work to improve the experience of your members who use Uber and for the chance to address you here today. We hope to continue to earn your trust and to build on this work together into the future. Thank you.
Yeah. Are you gonna be here the rest of the day?
I have a flight at 2.
2, okay. Can people come up if they wanna talk to you before at the end of the session?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Liza. I was just asking her if how long she's gonna be here. If you'd like to try to talk to her, you could find her up by the stage when we adjourn. Now, two things, Liza, I do appreciate you being here and the baseline of commitments that you've made. One thing on the technology, I would encourage you to take up Jonathan's DEF framework.
Marianne Melly.
To make sure that I think we're not going to have time for questions, so bear with me. Number one. Because, of course, when an update comes out and accessibility is broken, we're left waiting. Number two, though, right now the burden of proof about discrimination is on the person who's discriminated against, and that just should not be. The fact of the matter is, service animal handlers are not abusing drivers. The burden of proof should be on the driver, and the rider should not be penalized automatically for being discriminated against. Now, we are not asking that abusive riders be allowed to continue to abuse drivers. We are not for that. But service animal users, our members who are discriminated against, should not have their accounts locked when they are discriminated against while the investigation is going on. This is not an equal relationship. The driver is the person in power, and the rider should be the one that gets that benefit. Besides, aren't the customers supposed to be right? So I encourage Uber to consider that. I didn't tell Liza I was going to say that, so I'm giving it to her. I think that is a significant issue that we should look at. Look, we've made the commitment to keep the pressure on, and I need each of you out there to do that. And I think we can get there with Uber, and I hope that Lyft will decide to show up one of these days. Otherwise, we will be done with Lyft. Thank you for being here, Liza.